The Diamond Exchange, may I help you?
Good afternoon. My name is Emery. I'm calling from RDI Diamonds in New York. How are you, sir?
On a Saturday? It's the Sabbath.
Oh, I apologize.
No, I'm just, I'm making light. I like it that people are working on Saturday, especially this time of year.
Yeah, of course. It's a busy time, and I'm here to help, so that's why I wanted to reach out. I'm the account manager for your guys' store now. It was, you guys were working with Fernando previously. Unfortunately,
well, before that, somebody else, and before that, somebody else, and before that, somebody else.
Yeah. So I have since taken on over, passed the torch over to me, and I wanted to reach out and introduce myself. Yeah, I have a good bit of inventory that we've been getting in quite regularly for the holidays, loose diamonds or jewelry pieces, both lab and natural. So I wanted to call and A, just introduce myself, B, learn a little bit more about both
live and natural? Is that what you said?
Lab and natural.
Oh, lab. I thought you said live. Okay.
We could. I don't know. We could electrocute it and make it live, maybe, if you'd like.
Okay, here's where I'm at. What is
yep.
your name?
My name is Emery.
Emery. Hi, Emery.
Yes.
My name is Ira, I-R-A.
Yep.
I'm not buying anything for inventory. I'm only buying on call now. Obviously, it's December 5 or 6, whatever date we're at.
6, yep.
But if some need comes up that somebody says, oh, I need a whatever, and I don't have it, hopefully, I always say this, hopefully I'm properly stocked.
Yeah.
Then I always follow that by saying, no way, Jose. It's impossible. There's just too many people, too many things, and nobody's properly stocked.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
If there's a call or something that I maybe can get from you, I'll call Emery. How's that?
That sounds great. Or how about this? Since this is the first time you and I would be working together, I will be able to offer free returns. So how about I maybe send maybe one or two things over to you, show them in your storeroom, they're beautiful pieces, whatever
no,
we send over.
No, because if I'm going to sell something in hand, I want it to be something I own, not something I owe on.
Okay. Not an issue. Well, this is just for, I'm the, you know, you mentioned you don't have, you know, every single thing stocked, which is impossible to do. I was more so just mentioning maybe some of the fancier shapes that you may not have immediately ready, maybe like a marquise or an oval or a pear, anything like that. Is there anything with the fancy shapes I could just send over to you? You could hold in your showroom just in case someone comes
no,
in.
No, because you'd want it back sooner than I'd want to return it if I don't sell it.
Well, this is just a way to just at least help out a little bit, try to get my foot in the door with you just for something.
No, I understand and I appreciate it, but like I said, I really don't want memo.
Okay.
I think I'm good enough to slide people into what I own.
Yeah.
And again, I don't want to incur, this is the wrong time of year to incur a bill. This is the time of year to sell what you own.
Yeah.
And I can get stuff overnight, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
And if it gets to the 21st or 22nd, pardon my French, fuck them. You know, they waited too long. Frankly, when it gets that late in the game, people do tend to settle for something maybe a little different from what they asked for because they know they're in trouble.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if I have your product and I show it to them without giving myself a chance to sell my own goods, I'm stupid.
Well, I mean, you'd still be making money regardless. I mean, if I sell you...
No. It's not about making money. It's about turn.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you ever taken a business course?
Yes, I have.
Turn is the name of the game.
Okay.
Do you know why grocery stores can work on 6%?
Because they're making whatever
because
they're selling?
They turn their inventory twice a week monetarily.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A jeweler turns his inventory, if he's lucky, once a year.
Yeah.
Which is why we have to get Keystone.
Listen, it sounds like there's a lot I can learn from you, Ira.
I'm a smart guy. I'm around a long time.
I believe it. Sound like a smart
besides
guy.
Besides my stupid little thing here in Florida, I got almost... I do now. Next year is 60 years in the trade.
Oh, wow. So there's a lot I can learn from that.
And I used to run a chain of stores up in Washington, D.C., which was Hotsy Totsy.
Yeah.
And I work a private office now rather than a store. I closed the store here during COVID.
Yeah.
And between closing my big store in Washington in the 1990s and moving to Florida in 2010, you'll love this one, I was a consultant to retail jewelers.
Okay.
So I do know of what I speak.
Yeah, I believe it. I get it, yeah. It sounds like, listen, you're somebody that I would want to speak with regularly anyway, just in general. There's definitely a good bit I can learn from you. So.
Okay, here's the thing. If you don't hear from me between now and Christmas, don't bother calling me until the end, in fact, the beginning of February. Because I'm going overseas. I'm going overseas for the holidays.
Where you going?
I won't be back to the very end. Southeast Asia, starting in Doha, Qatar.
Oh, okay, very cool.
United Arab Emirates, Sri Lanka, India.
Oh, wow.
Singapore. Cambodia for a short stop. And then on a boat, sailing over to Australia, making half a dozen stops in Australia.
Wow, sounds like quite the trip. Well, listen, I'm not going to need to call you back because I know that with the business spikes, I'm sure you're going to have a good bit of things or a good bit of clientele coming in looking for something specific, and I'm going to have it ready to go for you.
Not on Saturdays, but okay.
Listen, Monday through Saturday, whatever the case may be, even if it's after hours.
It doesn't matter. Listen, if the guy calls and wants to see me tomorrow on a Sunday, I'll be here on a Sunday.
Exactly. I'm the same way. That's the name of the game.
Yep. Service. Thank you for calling, Emery. I appreciate it. And maybe we can get together down the road.
I hope so. I look forward to it, Ira.
Okay. Thanks.
Yep, of course. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.